AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The Egyptian head of a team of international investigators says a sound was picked up by the cockpit voice recorder just as a Russian airliner was falling to pieces before it crashed last weekend in the Sinai.
We must have extra analysis to find out why is that sound? What is the reason behind it?
Ayman al-Mukaddam, through an interpreter, 224 people, the vast majority Russian tourists, were killed in the crash a week ago yesterday. It's getting tougher to breathe in the northeastern Chinese city of Shenyang, where winter's chill is forcing people to burn more coal for heat. Real-time data shows air quality has reached extremely hazardous levels. Tiny airborne matters measured at more than 1,000 micrograms per cubic meter are way beyond the recommended 25 micrograms. Church officials say members in same-sex marriages can be kicked out of the Mormon Church and their children won't be able to be baptized unless they disavow same-sex relationships.
The changes in the church handbook have been sent out to local church leaders around the world. A spokesman says the revisions reiterate an opposition to gay marriage. These changes, however, have triggered anger for some members. A growing faction of LGBT-supportive Mormons have been buoyed in recent years by church leaders' calls for more compassion and understanding. And many say they're especially upset that the children of gay couples are being singled out. I'm Shirley Smith.
The mother of a 5-year-old boy hospitalized at a suburban Phoenix Children's Hospital killed her son and then herself early yesterday morning. Mesa Police Detective Steve Berry tells KNXV-TV they're trying to figure out why Tammy Griffith killed her son and then himself in the hospital room.
Anything that may assist us in if you can, if there's any way to understand what led to this.
This is AP Radio News. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says Russia is endangering the world order. Ed Donahue with more.
In a speech at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in California, Carter mentioned Russian involvement in Ukraine and Syria.
We do not seek a cold, let alone a hot war with Russia. We do not seek to make Russia an enemy.
Carter says Russia is undertaking challenging activities at sea, in the air, in space, and cyberspace.
And most disturbing, Moscow's nuclear saber rattling raises questions about Russia's leaders' commitment to strategic stability.
Carter says the U.S. is taking a strong and balanced approach to deter Russia's aggression. I'm Ed Donahue.
College football action. Top-ranked Ohio State stays unbeaten. 28-14 win over Minnesota. Number 3 Clemson came from behind to beat number 17 Florida State. 23-13. 7th-ranked Alabama knocked off 4th-ranked LSU. 30-16. And number 5 TCU and number 6 Michigan State both lost. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.